been a week or around a week since the documentary on Adam Goods, The Final Quarter, it was free to air.
Yes.
And there's a lot of reaction in the 24 hours following, but not just in viewers, but also in AFL, commentary across the country. What's it been like at the AFL in that week following The Final Quarter?
Well, it's been something we've been talking about and having discussions about for a long time. So, I saw it probably 4 months ago. Went to the launch in Sydney. So, it's a discussion that's been going a long time, and I think that's part of the point of the film is for the footy industry, for as many as people across the country to have it a conversation. So we had already discussed it with our 18 CEOs, for example, and as I think came through in the film, there was our clubs and presidents and people had very different views at the time about what was going on, and it was a great opportunity to reflect and say, okay, when you see it as concisely as that, do people have different views? What will we do? What do we get right? What do we get wrong, clearly? So I think it's been about a conversation. I think that's healthy.
Gil, have you spoken to Adam since that AFL apology and since the documentary aired?
I haven't personally. People have been there. I've spoken to Adam over the journey and I think, it's about he just needs time, I feel. And so I haven't spoken to him since. I hope we catch up at some point. But it's we both have met and spoken and are comfortable where we're at.
Do you think it would be possible to see him again at a grand final as soon as this year? Or do you think it would take potentially even longer to get Adam Goods back into the game?
I'm not avoiding that. I don't know. That's a question for Adam. He knows that he's welcome back in our game in whatever form, at whatever juncture that looks like. But what I what I do without disclosing confidence is he needs time. And so when that is a question for Adam, but clearly we hope to see him back being involved in our game in some form as soon as possible.
Are you confident that he will be, or do you worry because he needs this time and even since that apology, do you worry that he could be lost to the game?
It's clearly a concern, but I do know that time heals a lot of things. So it's very clear that we want Adam back in the game, and I know that will take time. So they're the two things that are known. The rest is with Adam, but clearly it's something that I think the game needs. But again, this is a decision for Adam.
You mentioned how important these conversations have been, and they have been. It's almost in some ways leading the national conversation on this subject. We don't want to go back. I mean, we need to go back, obviously, to go forward. When you've looked over this, what is the plan going forward? What is the future in terms of the way that this might be dealt with?
Well, it's a great question. And I think what I'm hearing from you is what are the learnings?
Yeah.
And I think...
And the actions as well, though. How do the learnings become...
Yeah, I think they go together into sort of my learning and therefore what would be actions is just to be more decisive. There were so many different voices, and in the end, the feedback we're getting through Sydney and through Adam was just let this, go away, let it stop. And in the end, there's a point where you just got to call it. And we were too nuanced and trying to manage too many people to an outcome instead of just being really clear and calling it out and letting the cards fall after that. And that's where we come out of this, or I come out of this, is just to be more definitive about what we saw going on rather than trying to manage.
Calling racism when you see it.
Yeah.
Calling sexism when you see it.
Calling sexism when you see it. And I think hopefully we have learned from that at the time. Certainly we did as we reflected on it. And that's the take out. It's just about being clearer, because sometimes you can't manage everything to an outcome and you can't nuance it and get where you want to go. You just got to call it. And that's what I think is the learning, the take out, and what the different action would be.
Since then, and you talk about calling it out, when Jeff Kennett used that new arrivals term, you were very quick to call it out. So the day after, you said it was racial stereotyping, and that was a really strong statement about an AFL president. Did what happened with Goodsy influence the way you dealt with that so quickly?
Yes, clearly. I mean, if we don't learn, we're not going anywhere. This is part of the journey. I think hopefully you've seen that earlier, whether it was having definitive views on a lot of things, but clearly yes. So I sort of made it, on the back of the what was a protracted saga. It's 70 minutes, but it went for a year and a half, and that that we were going to learn from our mistakes, and I certainly hope I'm living that.
There's a text here that's actually interesting too. The final quarter was not just about Adam Goods, but all AFL embracing our First Nations people. Gillen's talking like it's one incident.
No, well, I think hopefully we've got to demonstrate history embracing Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander players. I feel we've had a strong history in this. You asked specific questions about what the learnings were out of this incident. Mm-hmm. They are a huge part of our game. We celebrate them in Indigenous Round. I feel we've got a history of calling out racism, playing a role in race relations, whether it's back to Nikki Winmar, who we just launched a statue for in Perth, the first sporting code in the world to launch a racial and religious vilification code in 95 on the back of the Michael Long, Damien Monkhurst incident. So we can improve. We're learning all the time, but hopefully we acknowledge that it is a broader conversation, a broader, and we do hopefully do a reasonable job of recognising the role and celebrating the role of Indigenous Australians in our game.